On the bottom of Davov Amud Beis, the Gemara had a Rav Ziv had a sofek whether women can violate Baal Ta'acher because.
Could I just interrupt and to see, it's still a question about the Taisis, Divrei Kabbalah. So Taisis is saying that the proof. From Ravina, from the Pesukim of Zechariah, it's really not a proof, right? Because we still don't know if it wasn't for the Mesorah, from the Nevi'im, we wouldn't know that Nisan is the first month. Is that what he, even though it says in Zechariah, B'yom Esrim V'abo, or the Ashtei Asa, Hu Chodesh Shvat.
Yeah.
So we would not know that the next month is Rosh Chodesh Nisan if it wasn't for this Kabbalah from the Nevi'im. They had a Kabbalah that number one is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and there's no real proof from Zechariah with the Gemara quote. Is that what the what's the Tarsus?
Yeah. Tosfos said you wouldn't know the Seder. You wouldn't know the Seder. Who says that that Nisan is the first? Maybe Iyar is the first, Nisan is the second.
Okay.
The Seder of the Shmos Chadashim is a tradition.
Right. Now, I always thought that the names of the Chodesh were Avodah Zarah. The names, but from the Tosfos, it looks like it's not. No, that was before. He's quoting the Yishalmi there. He quotes the Yishalmi there, so that's not the name of Avodah Zarah. He meant pre Gulas Mitzrayim.
No, Sama Tammuz is the name of an Avodah Zarah, and Elul is the name of an Avodah Zarah. But the Ramban al Torah on the Pasuk Achodesh Alachem in Parshas Bo, he says that this the idea behind this Yerushalmi was that the Chachamim, when they came back in the beginning of the Bai Sheni period, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah felt that included in the mitzvah Achodesh Alachem is to make a zechet to the Gula from Golos Babel also. Not enough just to make a zechet to the Gula from Golos Mitzrayim.
Yeah, but Tarsus is saying that Tishrei. Is the name, what does he say there? Shabon Nolda Ha'avos.
Okay.
So that's not a name of Avodah Zarah.
Not all of them. Some of them. Talmud, Nelol, Shemais Avodah Zarah.
Oh, some.
Yeah. And the reason why they picked them up is not because of assimilation, but because they felt that that's the proper thing to do, to incorporate into the Luach Zechet to the Gula from Golas Babel also. Yeah. That's the Rishami that the Ramban interprets. Yeah. We learned the Gemara on the bottom of Avam the base where Rabbi Zvid had a suffix where the women have the mitzvah of Baal Ta'acher. Who is it? Rabbi Zera, not Rabbi Zvid. By Rabbi Zera, the women have. On the one hand, the women are not mechuyev to be erle regel, so maybe the whole din of Sholos Shegolim doesn't apply. The whole din of Baal Ta'acher Edilma, maybe since the women have a mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim in order to eat the sarkochim, so maybe the Baal Ta'acher does apply. So Abai says, what's the difference? What the reason is? Bottom line, have to go to Yerushalayim. So there should be. He personally doesn't necessarily agree. He thinks he should buy the mesamcha, that simcha is a mitzvah, says shmagram and noshim apotter. But he says, lidivrechem. The Dvar of the Rav Zera, if you think that women are Mukhiv and Simcha, it's not just Baal Musamcha, then they certainly shouldn't have Baal Tiyach. Right. So there's a Machloike Samarayim, where the women are Mukhiv and Simcha or not. So we mentioned a few times already that the Pasuk in Yeshaya says that on Shabbos there's a mitzvah of Kibbutz Yerdi. The Karas of the Shabbos, and the Gemara seems to say the Farish, the Kibbutz Yerdi, only applies to Shabbos, does not apply to Yom Tov. But somehow the Rambam one And the Rambam writes that all the four dinim, Zachar B'Sham, Kibbe V'Yonig, everything carries over from Shabbos to Yontif. So even on Yontif, there's an inyan of Kibbe V'Yonig as well. So the question is, what is the difference, if there is any, between Simcha and Onig? Onig means you enjoy, and Simcha means that you enjoy. So yesterday we spoke about the bottom Tosfos, that the Tosfos in Ma'akot is of the opinion that Simcha Yontif is manas as only the Rabbanim. That Simcha, the only way in our Torah to fulfill Simcha is by eating Besar Karbonis. Simcha is a passing chum, Shen is Medivri Kabbalah. Einig is in the Nevi'im, it says. That's called Medivri Kabbalah. Something that doesn't say in Chumash, but is, it appears in Medivri Kabbalah and Nevi'im Uksuvim. So what do you, so what is added by the mitzvah? What do you need Simcha for? If the Rambam is right, that the din of kibbutz v'onig applies equally to Shabbos and to Yontif. So Yontif has a mitzvah of onig. So what do you need simcha for? So the answer is no. According to the Tosfos, simcha adds on dafke b'sar shlomim. Onig means, onig is judged subjectively. Whatever you enjoy. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if some mechaber writes in Hilchos Shabbos, if it is an individual who enjoys fasting more than eating, so his mitzvah of onig Shabbos, he should fast. Or let's say a person is a vegetarian. He doesn't enjoy eating meat. So on Shabbos, let him have milchiks. He doesn't have to have meat. If he doesn't enjoy, he doesn't have to. The question is on Yontif. So the Gemara says, the Gemara that Tosfos is quoting, in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tev, Zman Shabbos HaMikdush HaYikayim Ein Simcha Ela B'Shlomim, Zman HaZeh Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. So the Mishnah Brura quotes a Machloikis Achronim at the end of the fifth Chelek in Mishnah Brura, when it talks about Simchas Yontif. So the Mishnah Brura quotes there in the Bir Alocha, Machloikis Achronim, Zman HaZeh, that there's no Shlomim, say Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, and you don't need Basar? But he say, no, Basar is not sufficient. Zman HaMikdash, that you have Basar Shlomim, so you don't need the Yayin. You have the Basar Shlomim, that is Simcha. Zman HaZeh, that there's no Shlomim, so it's not sufficient. With Basar, you have to have Basar Yayin. On the assumption that the Simcha B'Zman HaZeh is there, I said, not like that Tosfos in White Cotton, that the Simcha is only B'Zman HaMikdash, and B'Zman HaZeh it's only the Rabban. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlekes Achronim. He says, most Achronim, the way he presents it, the Rav Achronim hold that on Yontif, there's no need to have Bosa, you only have to have Yayin. And that's a question, let's say, when you have a Chasana. So the Maram Shik has a Tshuva, where he writes, the Tzudas HaChasana should not be Melchik, and let's say you make a Shavar Brachas, a party in the Shiva Siman Mishnah. So the Shavar Brachas shouldn't make a Melchik Shavar Brachas, have pizza. You're supposed to have something that represents an idea of Simcha. So what represents Simcha? So Yayin for sure. If you don't drink Yayin, so you're not Yotzei Simcha. So you're not Yotzei Simcha by wedding. They have to serve wine. Does it have to be a Fleishig wedding? Can you have a Melchik wedding? So the Maram Shik says it's not right to have a Milchik wedding because he's working with the assumption that B'Zman HaZeh, the Simcha is fulfilled with Basa V'Yayin. Mishnah Brura thinks that Rav HaPoskim don't agree. Rav HaPoskim hold that all you need is the Yayin, you don't even need the Simcha. When you learn Yerideya, on the first page in Yerideya, they have a minhag that when the Shechet is in Avelis, in the middle of Shiva, you shouldn't Shecht. Why not? He's not going to be in a state of equilibrium. He's going to be in a little bit of depressed state of mind. So he may not do the shechita properly. You have to be relaxed. In order to do the shechita properly, you shouldn't do drossa. You have to fiddle back and forth. You shouldn't push too far. You have to push down, but you have to fiddle back and forth at the same time that pushing down. So we don't want him to misjudge. So that's why lechatchila, the oval in the middle of Shiva shouldn't do shechita. But if it's Erev Yontif and there's someone else who knows how to do shechita, so you have no choice. What if you have another shech in town, he only knows how to shech chickens? And the one is in one who knows how to shech behemoths is in Shiva. Do you need Besar Behema to fulfill Simchas Yontif, or is it sufficient if you have Besar Oif? So when you look on the first page in Yerideya, that's a machlokes, and the tiny letters on the bottom of the page between the Mate Ephraim, I forgot the name. Got to look in the Yerideya. Somebody, two Achronim on the bottom of Beit Shavah Machlokes, whether Simchas Yontif can only, they're working on the assumption that for Simchas Yontif, it's not enough Yayin. they're holding the opinion that the Mishnah Berurah claims is the minority opinion, that for Simchas Yonvi, Atta Basa V'yayin, so the two opinions, whether Dafke B'sar Behema or even B'sar Reif, is also good. And the same shot would be by Chasana, by Shever Brachas Yotze, the Chasana, if you have B'sar Oif, chicken, or if you insist, no, Ein Simcha B'Basa, means it has to be B'sar Behema. So there's a little sefer that's called Piskei Tshuva. It was written by a person who claims that he was a dayan in Lodz before the war. I remember Mr. Mandelbaum, who used to be the librarian in Gottesman Library, who knew a lot about a lot of Svarim. He said he knew the person. He said he was not a dayan in Lodz. But that's what he writes on the first, on the title page of the book. He identifies himself as a dayan in Lodz. So he quotes. It's like a collection of believe it or nots and halacha. And he says, I'm going to tell you exactly chapter and verse, exactly every sefer, what sim and what page it says, because if you won't look it up yourself, you won't believe it. And he quotes these humorous quotations from the Tshuva Svarim. And every so often, he quotes something that he heard from the Ger Rebbe, from the Rav Shaver. He has no source. It's not printed anywhere else. He's the only source. So he quotes from the Ger Rebbe from before the Second World War, then when you have a wedding, you really have to have flesh. Meat is much more expensive than chicken. So what if it's too expensive? You have a few hundred people, guests at a wedding, so you have to serve everybody meat. So he says, it's enough if you have 10 people eating besar behema. The rest can have chicken. Okay. So that's a chumra on top of a chumra. That's on the assumption that Mishnah Berurah claims that that's the minority opinion. That the Mishnah Berurah thinks the majority opinion is that it's enough with yayin. And that usually people do not do that at a wedding. Most people are not makbet to have yayin. So that for sure you need yayin. And then there's a kpeda daf to have basa v'yayin. That's the maram shikas like that, basa v'yayin. So on top of that, you say it has to be dafke b'sar b'heim, but b'sar roif is not enough. Okay. So that's there seems to be a difference between oineg. Oineg kibud v'yoneg, oineg Shabbos and simcha on yontov. Oineg is subjective, depends what each person enjoys. Mechaber wrote, if a person enjoys fasting more than eating, learn a fast on Shabbos. A person enjoys eating milchiks, he doesn't enjoy eating flesh, he enjoys milchiks, so let him have fish, and let him have milchiks. But simcha, you have to eat the bas v'yayin, even if you have to choke on it, even if you don't enjoy it. Simcha is established, there's an objective standard for simcha. You have to have yayin or you have to have basa v'yayin. That's a question. The Gemara says if a person had a scary dream on Friday night when he wakes up on Shabbos morning, so what does he do with the dream? So whenever a person has a frightening dream, so the best thing is you just laugh it away, you forget about it, you dismiss it from your mind. If the person is disturbed by the dream and he can't dismiss it from his mind, so then the dream requires he has to fast the Tainus Chalom. Tainus Chalom is a chiyuv. But it's only a chiyuv if the person takes it to heart. If he just ignores it, he wakes up and he forgets about it, he doesn't take it to heart at all, then it's not chiyuv to fast. So the Gemara says that if a person has a tainus chalayim on Shabbos, even if on Shabbos, even if the scary dream was on Friday night, he has to fast even on Shabbos. And then tzorach l'meisav tainus l'tanisa has to fast on Sunday because of the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. So what does that mean? What does that mean that he has to fast on Sunday? Tzorach l'meisav tainus l'tanisa. So the Tosfos, I think in the beginning of Tainus, in the Netziv, in his commentary, in his shiurim that he gave in Valoshim, it's collected in the Sfarim, Mirai Mesada, the three volumes, they were all, every shiur has a date when he gave, and you see, they learned in Valoshim from Brachas Tanita, they went straight, and he tells you what year it is and what month it is, then the next Mesich, there's 30, 40, 50 blot later, so it's around approximately a blot a day they learned in Valoshim. So he tells you the dates of all the different shiur. So the Netziv elaborates on this. Sometimes you have Esed Echaloi Sase, or sometimes you have Pikuach Nefesh is Dech HaShabbos. So let's say the Hatzolah people had a call on Shabbos, had to be Mechal Shabbos. So did they have to fast a Tainus on Sunday because of the fact that they were Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos? No, a doctor had to take care of a patient. The doctor did a surgery. The doctor did a Pikuach Nefesh Shabbos. He was Mechal Shabbos to save the life of the patient. So that's Het Gomer. But they say Duchuya Hutra, but at the end of the day, it's Het Gomer when you do it. Or if you say Esed Decha Loisese, so you don't need a kapar for having violated the Loisese. It's Het Gomer. Even though it's Duchuya, the Koshi Hitira, but it's Het Gomer. So what do you mean that you have to fast on Sunday because of the fact that you fasted on Shabbos? So the Netziv explains in the Meraim Yisora, the Kavanah of the Taisus, that here fasting on Shabbos is not based on Pikoch Nefesh. It's not considered, the Gemara says, Tainis Chalom, you offer Tainis Lachalom Ke'esh Lina Oris. If you have combustible material and you light a match, the whole thing is going to get burned up. So if you have a person had a chaloim ra, a chaloim zech mishishim benevua, the Gemara says. So he had a shtikl nevua that a tragedy is going to occur in the family, and he takes it to heart. If he doesn't take it to heart, it says dvar betelem, don't take it to heart. If he takes it to heart, then we're concerned. So it's not that the Gemara sounds like it says you offer tainus lachalom keish lenaores. If he fasts and only bows a yom, if he fasts on that day, so he's allowed to fast on Shabbos because it's like a suffix subconscious, a suffix bikoch nefesh. Maybe the fasting will break the donus. If that's a heter, then he doesn't need a kapara over the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. So then it says, apparently it's understood, it's not based on a suffix sakona. I don't know why. Maybe suffix, that's a question. Suffix sakona pikoch nefesh is dech Shabbos only if bederach hateva. It's going to work, let's say, to do a surgery. Bederach hateva. What if something is lemaila man hateva? That was a big machlokes in Europe. Let's say someone is deathly sick and he wants to send a telegram, or he wants to call on the telephone, he wants to contact a tzaddik who lives in a different city that he should daven for him. So tefillah helps, that's lemaila man hateva. That's not bederach hateva. Bederach hateva, surgery helps. Medication helps. So are you allowed to, do you say pikoch nefesh, suffik pikoch nefesh, derech Shabbos, even if the pikoch nefesh is lemaila min hateva, a different form of pikoch nefesh or not? So there was a famous one of the dayanim in Europe, Paskin, that they were allowed to send a telegram to a tzaddik that he should be mispalef for the chayla. And then any rabbanim said you should fire the dayan, that's not true. Pikoch nefesh is derech Shabbos is only when it's bederech hateva. And Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, held that not so. He held there was some tzaddik in Warsaw that whenever there's a chayla misukon, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to send the telegram that tzaddik should be a balbas, that tzaddik should be mispalef for you. So that was a big machlokes by the chassidim, by the misnagdim, is the permissible. And maybe that's the reason. I don't know. The Netziv doesn't explain why in Tesla. Tesla apparently holds that the fast of Tainas Chalayim on Shabbos is not muta because of Zafik Sakonish. Maybe because of the Madam and Ateva. So it's muta based on Chatei Bishul Shetisken. But whenever a person, Chatei Bishul Shetisken, whenever a person makes such a, mean, whenever you're faced with a dilemma, dilemma means whatever you're going to do is going to be no good. So the Chazal tells us you have to be boicha b'mir tara, you have to choose the least of all, the least of all the evils, or the lesser of the two evils, whatever it happens to be. So if you have, on the one hand, you have this chalayim ra, which indicates that some tragedy is going to occur. And then he wants to fast on Shabbos to break it, to break that nevuah, to break that echem yishishim in nevuah. So he has no heter to fast, but under the circumstances, we would recommend chatei b'shul shetiske. In rare cases, we say chatei b'shul shetiske. That's what the Hasidim used to apply that all the time. That they would go to mikvah on Shabbos morning, then they would be Mavis Sedra, then they would learn with their children. Then by the time they would mosey along, the Dama Shachas would be Yechtez Man Kriyash, Yechtez Man Tefillah. So they said, Chatei B'shul Shetiske. Or they make all the hachonis on the Seder night. So they'd make hachonis, they wouldn't get to eat the matzah until after Chatzos. So some Rishonim hold based on the Gemara. You're not Yotze. If you hold that it's a din d'oraisa, the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos, so the Hekish between matzah and Korban Pesach indicates that matzah has to be before chatzos. So they will make hachonis to make sure that everything is lishma. Then they get to do the mitzvah. It would be after this month. So Chassidim said, chatei b'shul shetiske. So Rav Chaim Olozhiner has in the Nefesh HaChaim has a whole attack against the Chassidim on this. And he says, if every mitzvah has a zman, and if you don't get to do the mitzvah in the right zman, you missed it by 5 minutes, it's like the train took off. The train is going to leave at 4:05. If you come 4:07, you missed it. 4:06, the train left already. It's not going to wait for you. And he says, if a person eats, he davens shachris, he davens, says kriyashma, after so is man kriyashma, he missed it, even if he missed it by 5 minutes, he says it's like lighting there is Chanukah on Purim and reading the Megillah on Pesach and eating matzah on Shavuos. If you missed it, you missed it. What's it do? He missed it by 5 minutes, he missed it by 6 months. You have to do all the mitzvahs this month. So he complains. So he says, I bet there is a concept in the Gemara Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. So in the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, where he has the whole attack against the Hasidim, they write, Chatei B'Shul Shetiske only existed Kodem Matan Torah. What the example? Yankov Avinu marries 4 sisters. It wasn't prohibited yet. It was only prohibited for Nochrim B'Lein Noechet Mutan to marry 2 sisters. It's only also the Yisrael. So Kodem Matan Torah, the Obis volunteered. As any mitzvah, yes, they volunteer to observe the mitzvah satara. So if they saw that a klal Yisrael is going to come out, they will marry before the 4 wives and have all the yud beishvat, and it'll be a wonderful thing. So then you say chatei b'shul shetiske. That's why the matan Torah you can say, but lach matan Torah the din chatei b'shul shetiske doesn't apply at all. So one of the talmidim of Rav Chaim Volozhin writes over a lot of hanhogas of Rav Chaim Volozhin, like you have to say from Maaseh Rav. The Hanhogas of the Vilna Gaon. So he wrote such a sefer of the Hanhogas of Rav Chaim Volozhin. What's it called? I forgot already. Forgot? Okay. Come to me. So he writes what the Rebbe wrote in the sefer, Nefesh HaChayim, that after Matan Torah, the Klal Chatei B'Shul Shetiske never applied. That's against the Gemara. Gemara is beferish. But it means it's only applicable in rare cases. It doesn't apply as much after Matan Torah as Kodei Matan Torah. Some of Orishaman and Mishnais and Pirkei Avos interpret that that's what the Mishnah says. Have a Mechashiv Hefsen Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara, Tzchara Vera Keneged Hefseda. So usually we interpret that the Mishnah means the opposite. I'm going to buy a pair of tefillin. It's going to cost me $1,500 a pair of tefillin. So the Mishnah says, take it easy, calm down. The tefillin costs $1,500, but you're going to wear the tefillin for so many days, and it's going to come out $0.50 a day. And you're going to go to Olam Haba if you buy the tefillin. So you're going to get so much reward. The Hefsed is $1,500. It's a one-time investment, but you're going to get, you're going to reap benefits from this one-time investment. You're going to go to Olam Haba. Have the Mechashed, Hefsed Mitzvah, Keneged Tzchor. It's going to cost you $1,500 for the expensive tefillin with all the Yidurim, but calculate it. The Hefsed Mitzvah, Keneged Tzchor, you're going to get some Tzchor. And then Hefsid, and then Schar Avera, Keneged Hefseda. Why should I be Hashem Meshabbos? Let me take a job and I'll get twice as much salary. So I'll bet Schar Avera, but then you're going to burn the Gehenna. So what's so great about the double salary, the triple salary that you're going to get? Calculate in your mind, Schar Avera, Keneged Hefseda. You're going to lose out so much. So that's how we usually learn Parsha Pshat. And the Mishnah is encouraging us, keep the mitzvahs and don't do the Averis, and don't worry. It's going to pay. Even though you think now temporarily that it pays off not to do the mitzvahs and to do the averus, mitzvah encourages us like it. So if you look in the big mishnahs, the Yochanan Boaz mishnahs, with the Tiferes Yisrael on the bottom of the page, so on the side of the page they have a liklut from Achreinim. So one Achreinim interprets that the mishnah is saying the opposite. Once in a long while you say chatei b'shul shetiske. True, that is not as much as Kodem Matan Torah, we applied it in more cases, because everything was voluntary, but after Matan Torah, the Gemara has rare cases where you say Chatei b'shul shetiske. So that's what the Netziv interprets in the places. You have to fast on Sunday. If you fast in the Tainas Chalayim on Shabbos, there really is no Heta. It's not Eser Dechol Eses, and it's not because Nefesh Shida, maybe because it's not B'derech HaTeva. So it's only Chatei b'shul shetiske under the circumstances. That's the best of the two evils. You have an alternative. Should you leave the Chalayim Ra and the tragedy may occur, that's a tragedy, or should you violate a bit of it's not a Chi of Kores, or should you violate the Avera of Kibbut B'Yonik and Fest on Shabbos? You'll be violating Yonik Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says, Chatei b'shul shetiske. But whenever you do Chatei b'shul shetiske, you need a kapara for the fact that you did the chet. Because there was no heta. If it would have been Pekuach Nebesh Decha, it would have been Eser Decha Lo Sese, then you wouldn't have needed any kapor. But whenever it's Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, you do need a kapor. So the Netziv has in commentary on Chumash, he shows that when Yankel Avinu fooled Yitzchak into believing that he should get the brachas, that was also, he had no heta to do it. It's Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, and therefore he needed a kapor, so he interprets a medrash like that, that later on Yankel needed a kapor over there. That's one opinion, that fasting Tainos Chaloyim on Shabbos is only the whole kula is only based on chatei b'shoshet tiske. So you have to fast on Sunday as a kapara for having tzorach l'meisa tainas l'tainisa. Rav Soloveitchik understood that it's heter gomer to fast on Shabbos. So why do you have to fast on Sunday? So it's not based on chatei b'shoshet tiske, you need kapara. He said the pshat is, it's not like Tesis. I don't know which region he was learning. I wasn't there, but they say over his name, this John. So he said, no, he says Shabbos, there's not, you won't have a full Kiyam Tonis on Shabbos because the day is Yom HaShabbos. So if you're going to superimpose Hashem Yom HaTainis and Eis Tzorah, so you can't superimpose Eis Tzorah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says the Tainis Chalom has to be preferable the same day that you have the Chalom. So he has no choice, he has to fast on Shabbos. But Shabbos, you don't have a full Kiyam Tonis. So you have to fast on Sunday, because the Kiyam HaTonis yesterday was incomplete. Not that you need a kapara for what you did yesterday. No, yesterday was Beheta Goma. Why? So the Ramo and the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour explains, because Onik Shabbos is judged subjectively. And the Mechaber writes that if a person enjoys fasting more than eating, so let him fast on Shabbos. If a person enjoys milchiks more than fleshiks, let him eat milchiks on Shabbos. So it's judged subjectively, so under these circumstances, that he had such a terrible chalayim, a fracking chalayim. If he'll fast, he'll be happier. If he fasts. So he didn't do anything wrong. He's mekayim oinig Shabbos because under the circumstances, he will enjoy fasting better than eating. But tzorach l'meisa tanis l'tanisa means that you don't have a full kiyam abatanis on Shabbos. How can you label the day as a yon tanis, as an eis Torah, if Shabbos is supposed to be a day of kibbeh v'yoneh? So that's why you have to have tzorach l'meis of tainus l'tainis. And so the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, raises a suffix. This din in the Gemara, that you're allowed to fast on Shabbos, maybe that's only on Shabbos. What if you have a tainus chalom on Yontif? Maybe there's no hetin to fast. Maybe on Yontif, since not only is there a din of kibbeh v'yoneh, according to the way the Ramam says, or maybe there's no din, maybe according to the Gemara, there's no din of kibbeh v'yoneh on Yontif, but there's a din of simcha. So maybe simcha is judged. There's an objective standard for simcha. You have to eat the bus of the yain even if you're choking on it. So maybe since on yontif there's a din of simcha, so maybe there's no het to fast. So the Ramah is mesupik. Maybe the Gemara says, afilu b'shabbos, maybe it's only Shabbos, because it's only kibbutz v'yoneg, and yoneg is judged subjectively. So under the circumstances, he would prefer to fast rather than eat. But on yontif, maybe there's no het, maybe you're not allowed to fast. I think Lamaisa, we assume that it is mutter to fast even on Yontif. What happened to the Simchas Yontif? If Simcha is determined objectively, so it's probably based on Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. Okay, but this is a deal in the Ramah, in the Darkei Moshe on the tour, whether the hetter to fast on Shabbos is based on Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, Tzorach L'meis of Tainis L'Tainisai is because he needs a kapara for having violated Oinek Shabbos. Well, no, it's because the Kiyam Matonis was incomplete, but it was Behet Tegoma because it's a Sofik Pikoch Nefesh, or because it's under the circumstance, that's his way of fulfilling Simchas Yontif. Yeah. Okay, so that was the topic of Simcha. We discussed a little bit Simcha. That's on Vav Amud Beis. On Zayin Amud Aleph, on the second line, Igmar quotes a Braisa Tana Rabbana Be'echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah Le Chadoshim. So that we spoke a little bit yesterday, that in Chumash, the months have numbers, they don't have names. And Shmos Chadoshim had in mind me Bavel, Tesis quotes the Rishami, the Ramana Chumash explained it. And then we discussed the Machlekes, the Sefer Yikarim against the Rambam. The Rambam has one of the Yikari Hamun, is Zosatalasi Machlefes, the laws of the Torah never changed. So the Yikarim claims it was changed over here. They changed from the names, but the numbers of the months to the names of the months. And that's a question. Is it really true that it changed? Maybe we have both systems. All the din of the rice still depend on the number of the months. And maybe the names of the month is only relevant for Purim, the Yontif that was introduced after they came back from Golda's Bavel. So that's we discussed a little bit. The Meichap and Afkimina for Bar Mitzvah. When does a child become Bar Mitzvah? It's not so clear in the Achrayim. When the child becomes Bar Mitzvah. So that was the first thing mentioned in the Braisa. Bechad Benissen, the month of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim, that's the Chodesh HaRish. Then for Iburim, Ibur HaShanah, Hebrew Rosh Hashanah means some years you have 12 months, some years you have 13 months. So in the month of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Hebrew Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean for Hebrew Rosh Hashanah? It means that in you have to declare in Chodesh Nisan whether the coming year should be Hashanah Muberes or not. Nisan is the Chodesh Arishan. It's going to be Hebrew Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be after the Chodesh Hashanah Masar Ador Rishan. It's going to be Chodesh Hashlosha Asar. It's going to be Ador Sheni. So you have to declare it in Nisan at the beginning of the year. The Gemara said the din is not true. So the Gemara asks, here the first wide line on Dab Zayinim and Aleph, it says in the Braisa, so Tosefta Shom, Tosefta in Sanhedrin, Ebram Rosh Hashanah Lefnei Rosh Hashanah V'Merbu Enim Uberes. You cannot declare in Nisan that this year is going, this is Chodesh Arishan, this year is going to have 13 months. It's too early. You shouldn't declare before Rosh Hashanah, even if you did, but yeah, but it's not Chal. Enim Uberes. If you have a big chance on Chak, you're afraid that they won't, the Rabbonim won't be able to meet. The Romans are giving them a hard time. So you declare Hebrew Rosh Hashanah right after Rosh Hashanah Miyad, if you have a chance on Chak. Okay. So the Gemara says, how can you say that Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Hebrew Rosh Hashanah? You don't make Hebrew Rosh Hashanah till later. The Gemara says, no, it's the end of Hebrew Rosh Hashanah. Once it comes Chodesh Nisan, it's too late to make, it's already the first month of the next year. So once it's with Chodesh Nisan, it's too late. You can only make Shana Muberes. The last time you can make it is the end of Chodesh Adar. The Gemara says, and that is a machlekes hatanoi. Because some of the Mikra din derayse, you can make Hebrew Hashanah till the last day in Chodesh Adar. But with the Rabbanan, sometimes we have the opinion that after Purim, it's too late because Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Shana Vadosh, Milchus HaPesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem. So when is the first day? The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the first page of Milchus Pesach. When is Shol V'Dosh Milchus HaPesach Shoshiyam Kodem Purim? Purim is the 30th day before Pesach. So already on Purim, you have to start preparing, learning Milchus Pesach. So the people will already have started learning Milchus Pesach. They already calculated when Pesach is going to be. So now they know Purim is Shoshiyam Kodem. Then they're going to announce in all the newspapers that this year has a Shana Muberes. So a lot of people will not listen because they already started learning Hilchos Pesach and Purim. And they're preparing and they're already marked off on the calendar when Pesach is going to be. So they may observe Pesach a month early. They're going to observe Pesach when it's really Yad Hashanah. So the word Tanaim, there was a period of time where the Tanaim said, we don't permit you mid the Rabbanim because of this consideration. It's not proper to allow Ibra Shana after Purim, only up until Purim, and not after. So our Brisa, the second line from the top of the dome, our Brisa is telling us you can make Hebrew Rosh Hashanah up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, that was the Gemara's interpretation. You can make Hebrew Rosh Hashanah up until Chodesh Nisan. On this Gemara, there's a Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs has a discussion. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs raises an issue that declaring Rosh Chodesh has to be done by the Bezin of three Dayanim, who have smicha. And declaring Shana Muberes has to be done by a Bezin of three. So Bezban said there is no smicha, so there's no Rosh Chodesh, so there's no Yom Tovim, so all the Yom Tovim are only Medir Rabbanan. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuos, only Shabbos. Shabbos is Kriya B'Kaim, the Rabban Shalom established Shabbos, and the Gemara is lush and the Shabbos is kriya b'kaim and misheshes may bereshes. But the Yom Tovim are established by the Bezin's declaration. So there's no Bezin today. So all the Yom Tovim are only with the Rabbanan. It's highly improbable to assume that all the Yom Tovim are only with the Rabbanan. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs raises the issue. So the Rambam says, we spoke about it yesterday. We spoke a few times about it. So the Rambam's opinion is that there's a halacha l'moshe misina at the bizman, that there's a bezin available. So the bezin makes kiddush hachodesh and Hebrew Hashanah. When bezin is not available, the halacha l'moshe misina says you have kiddush al pi hacheshbon. There's kiddush al pi ari and kiddush al pi hacheshbon. That's the Rambam. And the simple mashmoy said the Rambam in one place sounds like the Rosh Chodeshim happened automatically. And then Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out it's not happening automatically. The 10 Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael today, who are the 10 Jews? So the Avnei Nezer quotes on Nechzam Sefer, 10 farmers, 10 Jewish farmers. There wasn't a big Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael during the lifetime of the Rambam. The 10 Jewish farmers who live in Eretz Yisrael, they constitute Klal Yisrael. All the Jews who live in Chutz Lawrence have a Kedushas Yisrael, they're Chayv and Mitzvahs, but they don't constitute klal yisrael. The Rambam writes in a few places, and they say from mitzvahs, mitzvahs esek kuf and gimel. That's the long arichas the Rambam has about kiddush hachodesh and ibra hashana. Then he has the same thing. He repeats it again in the pirush hamishnayis in Breiris and Av Chaptes, when the Mishnah talks about Rab Tarfon had smicha, so the Rama quotes he should have written in Perak Aleph in Sanhedrin in Pirush HaMishnah. Instead, he writes it in Breiris and Av Chaptes. The Rama writes a brief description of the dinim of smicha. So he says smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. Why? So he said because the smicha is not a private affair. I have smicha from a Rebbe, I have smicha from a Rebbe all the way back to Ishmael Bish and Moshe Rabbeinu. The smicha, the Rebbe who was given the smicha, representing Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam writes the same as he wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Sesek Kuf Nun Gimel. He writes there in the Pirush HaMishnayos that whenever there's a mitzvah that depends on Klal Yisrael only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz have a Kedushas Yisrael, that's Mechayev the Mitzvahs, Kedushana B'Mitzvahs V'Tzivano, but Klal Yisrael is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. The Avnei Nezer has a And our Rechaim has two halakim. So Chelek Sheni, Tshuvas Avdei Nezer, begins with Hilchos Rosh Chodesh till the end of our Rechaim. So the first two Tshuvas in Chelek Sheni of the Avdei Nezer and our Rechaim are about these Rambams. He puts together the two Rambams, the one in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the one in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Chorus Daf Chavtes. And he develops this theme that Klal Yisrael only applies to those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Then he says the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz who view Eretz Yisrael, they look towards Eretz Yisrael as their national homeland, they're also on a lower level, they're also part of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to the Reform, who took out any mention of Eretz Yisrael from the davening, and they left Abisai Chazen, and then B'Shuv Chalutzi and Berachamim, so they don't consider Eretz Yisrael as their national homeland, they're not hoping for the day that they'll return to Eretz Yisrael, so he said they don't even relate to Klal Yisrael. And he has Nafkaminas Ladina based on this. That they, at least the other Jews who hope someday to go to Eretz Yisrael, view Eretz Yisrael as the national homeland, so we have the Sheikhs with Klal Yisrael. And the Reform don't even have any Sheikhs. So the Rambam says that, so the simple reading, the way people usually say over the Rambam, the halacha Moshe Messina, the kiddush hachodesh al pi hacheshbon, the Hebrew Hashem al pi hacheshbon, that happens automatically. But you look in the other Rambam in the Mishnah Torah and the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, it doesn't say that. He said not that it happens automatically. He says the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who make it Rosh Chodesh by their observing the day. They make it into Pesach by observing the day as Yontif, and we follow their practice. And that's what we spoke about yesterday, that the Rambam seems to have understood that the Beis Din, who does the Kiddush HaChodesh and Baal Shana, doesn't do it B'Torah's Beis Din. They do it B'Torah's representatives of Klal Yisrael. So we spoke about that yesterday. So the Ramban there has a long attack against the Rambam. He writes a little bit humorously. He says, the Rambam says, there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, al Kiddush HaChodesh al pi hacheshbon. He says, I'm a little bit familiar with Talmud. And he says, I never heard of this halacha Moshe Messina. What is it? They kept it a secret from me. Why the keep it a secret? So that's what the Brisker Rav writes in the Sefer on Kiddush HaChodesh. He says, yeah, it was kept a secret. The Gemara refers to the Sod HaYibur. And the Gaonim say, the Rabbein Chanan quotes the Gaonim, that's the Sod HaYibur. This was the secret. That even Bizman that had no smicha, the Rosh HaChodeshim will still continue in the Torah based on this halacha of Kiddush al Piachesh. Okay. So the Ramban doesn't agree with the Ram. So the question begs itself. So according to the Ramban, how do you have Rosh Chodesh min HaTorah b'zman hazeh? How do you have Yamim Tovim? If there's no such thing as Kiddush al pi hacheshbon, so how do Rosh Chodesh happen? So he says, Hillel Hasheni, Hillel Rishon was Hillel. Hillel and Shammai lived 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. But Hillel Hasheni lived in the days of the Amoraim. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was a counterpart. Abai v'Rava lived in Bavel, and it was during their lifetime that the Luach was established by Hillel Hasheni and Eretz Yisrael. He was a great grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So he was the one who established the Luach. So the Ramban says he was Mekadosh Ole Rosh Chodeshim that will come in the future at Bias HaGoel until Mashiach will come and Eliyahu HaNavi will come and he'll confer smicha. We'll be able to convene a bezin to make Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibra Shana. So Hillel HaSheni was Mekadosh Olach HaVadach, all the Rosh Chodashim in advance, and he declared all the years of Shana Muberes until Bias HaGol. Whatever our calendar that we have today, Hillel HaSheni arranged it. The question is, but the Gemara says, if you ma'abad Shana before Rosh Hashanah, ain't a Muberes, the second white line on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Even B'di Yevres, you make Yibar HaShanah before Rosh Hashanah. It's not even Chalsa. How can Hillel HaSheni make it? So he said, this din is only Midrabbanah. This line in the Bereis, that's Midrabbanah. And if you have a big Shas HaTchak, which they had, Hillel HaSheni saw that the smicha is going to disappear because the Goyim, the Goyish government, kept on making Xeris HaShmad against the Jews. They were killing the one who gives smicha. They would wipe out the city when they gave smicha. The whole story in the first parak in Sanhedrin. So if you have a big Shas HaTchak, you have no choice. So you can make Yibar HaShanah, Kiddush HaChodesh, do everything in advance. So that's what the Ramban holds. There's only one din of Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShanah. Bezdin of three has to convene. Ramban happens to disagree with another point in the Ramban. The Ramban holds that the Bezdin that does Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShanah has to be the Bezdin HaGadol. And any ad hoc Bezdin of three rabbis have smicha and they convene. And they declare when Rosh Chodesh should be, when Shalom Oberes, the Ramban holds have no authority. It has to be a Bezdin that's authorized by the Bezdin HaGadol. And the Ramban disagrees. He says it's not Derech Eretz for Rabbi Tom, Dick, and Harry to join together. They weren't authorized by the Bezdin HaGadol. They're going to declare this year should be a Shana Muberes. They're making a psak for all of Klal Yisrael who live all over the world, Abrakampus, or who are they? That's not right. But the din is Kala Kodim Zocha. Whoever, whatever Bezdin of three will convene. L'chatchila, he says, the Rambam is right because it's a psak that's going to get a Gans Klal Yisrael when Rosh Chodesh should be. Whether it's going to be a Shana Muberes or not. But he says, that yeah, if any Bezna will convene and declare Rosh Chodesh, it will be Chal. That's another point of Ramban. The Ramban has a few points there. He has a long arichas there. But that's the important line in the Ramban is on Argemar. In Brua and Muberes, he said, that's only with the Rabbanan under normal circumstances. But if you foresee big Shas HaTchak, then Hillel HaSheni was Mekar Shola Rosh Chodeshim in advance, years in advance. Centuries, millennia in advance, over 1,000 years ago, and he was Ma'abar Ol HaShanim in advance. Okay, so that's Tiliyot. The Gemara said, how come the Mishnah didn't mention it? How come the Mishnah doesn't say that Echad B'Nissan is Rosh Hashanah Le'iburim? So the Gemara says, no, it's a Rosh Hashanah Le'Sof Iburim. The last time he can be Ma'abar Ol HaShanah is before Nissan enters. Once Nissan enters, you can't make last year Shana Muberes retroactively. Chodesh Nissan is the Chodesh HaRishon of the new year. So the Mishnah didn't list that. Okay. Mishnah didn't list it. So that's the Pshat and the Braise on the second line from the top third line that Nissan is Rosh Hashanah Le'iburim. Then it says Nissan is Rosh Hashanah Le'Trumashkolim. What is Trumashkolim? So the Gemara explains over here, the same Gemara appears in the Gila. That what, and Yumid is a lot, that you collect Machtes HaShekel. During the period of the Bais Sheni, there was quite a few years during which time the Beis HaMikdash was run by the Tzedukim. And the Tzedukim had their own opinions about things. So they were of the opinion, the Chazon Ish explains this, packages it very nicely. The Gemara in Nozir has a Gzeres HaKosuv, that there's such an institution of Magdash HaManashe Iskapa Bochaber. That's, I know that my next door neighbor was Michal Shabbos B'Shoigig, and he feels terrible about it. And B'Zman HaMikdash, and he knows he has to bring a Korban Chatas. He can't afford it. It cost $1,000 to bring a kid's Bozira. He can't afford it. $500. He can't afford it. So I'm a wealthy person. So I ask him permission. Can I be Magdash the Korban on your behalf? He says, please, I'd appreciate it. He's going to have to take out a loan from the bank. I said, don't loan from the bank. I'll pay for it. So the Gemara says, it's not necessary for him to pay for the korban, his korban, from his own pocket. If I'm magdish, I'm anashe, he's kabba b'chavero, the korban is doyla for him. The Gemara says, who's the bala korban? So for kapora purposes, the chavero is, by next to neighbor, he's the one who is mechal Shabbos. But for the purpose of pigan hegdish, then is that if the bala hegdish, if the one who is magdish is paid of the hegdish, then he's Moisev Chaimish. The Gemara says, HaMagdash Moisev Chaimish, or Miskaper Oisa Tmura. Only the Bala Korban can make Tmura. If a stranger comes over and he says, HaRei Zutach HaZu, Ein on the Magdash Dovash Ein HaSholoi, Ein on the Oisa Tmura Dovash Ein HaSholoi. It's my Korban. Who gave you permission to come and say, who are you, the Bala Boss? You're going to say, I'm Mafish a Korban. he's going to say harezu tachazu. So it's dvar betelim, it's not chal. So there's a difference between the din is only the bala korban does smicha, and only the bala korban is ma'asif chaimish, and only the bala korban has the ability. He doesn't have the right to make the mura. He gets malchus. He only has the ability to make the mura. So the Gemara says hamagdish ma'asif chaimish. If hamagdish amrash is kapabal chavero, the pasuk indicates that such an institution exists. So hamagdish amrash is kapabal chavero. So the magdish is the bala korban, the purpose of being ma'asif chaimish. If he's magdish leberek habayis, so he's magdish lamizbech, and then he gets a mum kavua, so he's ma'aseh t'chamish. However, the miskaper is ma'aseh t'mura, and the miskaper is the one who does the smicha. Only the baal ha-korban does smicha. So the magdish doesn't do smicha. Let's say I live in America and I send the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, so they don't, no one does smicha, because you can't have a shliach. Only the baal ha-korban does smicha if he's there in person. If he doesn't come in person, he doesn't do, no one does the smicha for him. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that such an institution exists. Magdash Amanash is Kabbalah Chaver. So the Chazanish explains that the Tzedukim are of the opinion that that pasuk teaches you there's an institution of Magdash Amanash is Kabbalah Chaver, even applies by Karbanis Tzibur. So let's say there's a wealthy, wealthy Jewish family, Sassoon family, and they're going to donate $10 million to cover all the Karbanis Tzibur from this year. So Magdash Amarash is Kabbalah Chavera. It becomes a Korban Hatziba because the Sassoon family donated and they said, well, Magdash on behalf of the whole Tzibur. So just like by Korban Yochid, there's such an institution, Magdash Amarash is Kabbalah Chavera, they were of the opinion that it can work by Korban Hatziba as well. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim that it doesn't work. This institution, Magdash Amarash is Kabbalah Chavera, only works by Korban Yochid. Korban Tzibur, it's only called the Korban Tzibur if it's purchased by the Machtas Hashek on money, everybody has to give. And then the Ravid in Hasogas and the Ramam in Hilchish Kolim explains how much do you give? You give a Machtas Shekel? He says, they never gave. It says in Tanakh, at the beginning of the Baisheni period, they gave gigantic coins. They gave way more than Machtas Shekel. How come they gave so much? So the Rambam has a whole explanation, an original explanation in the Mishnah Torah. And the Ravid says, historically, the Rambam's suggestion is not correct. He gives the suggestion. He says, the Bezin has to make a calculation. What's the world Jewish population? How many Jews are there in the world? The women are not mechuyev to give machzor shekel. The men are mechuyev. So how many Jewish men are there in the world? How many of them are Orthodox? How many are going to give money? How many are going to give money this year? They'll pay the money next year. That doesn't help. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were two different pushkas, two different shayfers. A shayfer is a big pushka to put in money. So it was one big pushka for taklin, atikin, shkolim, yushonim. Whoever didn't pay, let's say a person becomes a baal tshuv at the age of 85, and he never gave machzor shekel. Since it's by mitzvah, he never gave machzor shekel. So he gives, he can put all the machzor shekel for the when he was 13, 14, 15, now he's 85. He has to give a lot of machzor shekels. Machzor shekel doesn't accept donations. A goy cannot donate a machzor shekel. A Jew cannot donate a machzor shekel. Everybody has to give the exact same amount. And whoever's not mukhiv cannot donate. So you have to, so the rabbi writes, you have to calculate what's the world Jewish population. How many people do you think are going to give machzor shekel? How many people are going to give it on time? This year, we need money to buy the karbanos. And how many karbanos will we bring this year? Will this year be 13 months or 12 months? If it's 13 months, you're going to need more karbanos to minimum a sofim for the extra 13th month. What is the price of animals now? Will the price go up or down in the future? So how much money do you need? How much money do you think you're going to get in on time? So the Bez makes the calculation. So he says it was never machzor shekel. It's never less than machzor shekel. It's usually way more. So they used to give, the pasuk said that they gave darkono shel zohav, gigantic golden coins. Why? Because most of the Jews remained behind in Bavel when they first built the second Mishnah. Only a handful of Jews came back. And the Jews in Bavel weren't paying attention at all, so you probably can't rely on them. They should give any money towards machzor shekel. So only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, such a handful of the people, so had to give 10 times as much as, 100 times as much as normal. Because he can't rely on anybody sending any machzor shekel money. So he says every year they have to make a calculation. So it could be one year they're going to declare this year everybody has to give machzor shekel $28.15. And then the din applies to Hoshe Lo Yarbe V'Hadal Lo Yamid. No one should give more, no one should give less. because Machta Shekel doesn't accept any donations. Same thing, Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, you can't accept any donations. I said, the Maaseh Sheni is only worth $5. I'm going to give $25. So it's not Teifes. The Gemara says, if the Maaseh Sheni is only worth 20 and a half prutas, and I give 21 prutas, so the half a pruta is not nitfas. The Kedusha is Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni is a fund that doesn't accept donation. You can cheat Maaseh Sheni the other direction. And Hegdish, there's a din in either direction. Hegdish Shavaman, Shechil al Shavaput and Mechulo. Hegdish Shavaput, Shechil al Shavaman and Mechulo. Because Hegdish can accept donations. So that's why if the Hegdish is only worth $1 and I give $100 to be paid there, so the full $100 is nitfas. But Maaseh Sheni doesn't accept donations. So Maaseh Sheni, you can cheat the Maaseh Sheni. That's what we do today. When we pay the Maaseh Sheni, Maaseh Sheni is worth tens of thousands of dollars. And the Jewish farmer just gives a pruta, and he says, "Hu chum shemchulo lala pruta." He gives one pruta to be paid to everything. But in the other direction, if the Maaseh Sheni is worth a pruta and you give $100, it's not chal. And even the Gemara says, even if the Maaseh Sheni is worth 20 and a half prutas and you give 21 prutas, the extra half a pruta is not chal. It's not nitfas b'kedushas Maaseh Sheni. So the Gemara says, Gemara later in Rosh Hashanah, during the period of the Baal Sheni, there was a long period of time that the Tzdukim were running the Beis HaMikdash, and they were always celebrating, this we meant, they were always celebrating Shavuos on a Sunday, and when the Chachamim finally succeeded in kicking them out, and they established the Yantav of Shavuos, Itoik Mechadah Du Shavuot, the Yantav of Shavuos was established properly, it should be 50 days after the first day of Sfira is the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach. They made a yontif. That was one of the yomim tovim of Megillas Tainis. The period of the Baal Sheni is going to be a sugya later on Daf Yutches, a long sugya. They had the institution of Megillas Tainis during the Baal Sheni. Whenever there would be some major donation made to the Beis HaMikdash, some major improvement in the Beis HaMikdash, or they improved the Hakrobis HaKarbonis, or they improved the institution of Kuna Gedoyla, or they improved the institution of the Sanhedrin, which is also supposed to meet in the Beis HaMikdash. Whenever there was something that had to do with the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim would make a yontif. So they made a yontif when he took him Chagat HaShavuaya, when they established the yontif of Shavuos to be observed properly, not always on a Sunday, the 50th day after the Sfira Simon is over. And then he took him to Midah, when the Korban Tamid was established properly, because during those years at the Tzedukim were running the show, many of the Tzedukim were Kohanim, so they were running the show, so they allowed a private individual who was a multimillionaire to donate all the money, and they hung up a sign in the Beis HaMikdash in a very conspicuous location. All the Karbonis this year have been covered by the Goldstein family, by the Sassoon family, so no one has to donate any money. And Halacha says that's not acceptable. That's not good for a Korban Tziva. So when they took him to Midah, when the Chachamim established the Korban Tamid, Tamidim himself and will be paid for with the Machzor Shekel money, so they made a Yomtov. That was one of the Yomtov. So the Gemara says, you have to purchase all the Korban Tziva from Machzor Shekel money, and the fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash begins from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. L'chatchila, the mitzvah is, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to purchase the new Korban Tziva from the new Machzor Shekel money. So a month before, Rosh Chodesh Adar is a month before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Just like the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, just like Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, Shona V'Dorshim Hilchos HaChag, it's not only a din Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. It's a din Shloshim Yom before, whenever there's a mitzvah that comes Mizman Lizman. There's a mitzvah that say Kriyashm every day, and to daven every day, to lick tefillin, to have a tzitzis. So there's no din 30 days before you have to go through the din. What do you mean 30? Every day he observes the mitzvah. Before he's by mitzvah, he learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he knows how to lick tefillin, he knows how to say Kriya Shema. But if you have a mitzvah like Pesach, like Yontif, Machzor Shekel comes once a year, so 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when you have to give the Machzor Shekel by Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the coming year, you have to start preparing in advance. Let's say, if you're going to wait till Sukkot, then Yontif enters, so you're not allowed to build the Sukkah on Yontif, it's a malacha, boina, it's a malacha. Tosafot discussed the possibility, maybe it's mitoch shuut shabinyan, the tzarech ha'ach ha'nefesh, but to not be shalom, the tzarech ha'ach ha'nefesh, the tzarech ha'yam tzah. So there's such a funny Tosafot in Shabbos on Tzarigov. Tosafot says, ben HaTorah, if you didn't build a sukkah before Yom Tov, you're permitted to build it, if you're like Pesilo, mitoch, So since the malacha of Baina is mutar l'tzarech achal nefesh, so it's mutar also l'tzarech ayamtzaz. Where is achal nefesh? Where is Baina mutar l'tzarech achal nefesh? So Taisu says, the Gemara says, if you make cheese, it's a malacha deraisa megabe. And the Gemara says in the Gila, in the first parak, in the one at the end of Shabbos says, you're not allowed to make cheese on Yontif. Why? Because if you would have made it before Yontif, it would have tasted better. If you make gvina today, you have to wait longer. That is, the liquid should drip out. My mother used to make cheese. When we lived in Pennsylvania, gvina itself wasn't available. Remember, my mother used to make her own cheese. Mother used to salt the flesh because the butchers didn't salt the flesh years ago when I was growing up. So the Baba Basta had to salt the flesh herself. So the Gemara has it in. You're not allowed to make cheese on Yanta because if you would have made it there, Yanta would have tasted better. So most of the Rishonim hold that that's only a din midrabban. Tosfos and Megillah, Mishnah Berurah points out. Tosfos and Megillah Daf Ches holds a chiddush that that's a din d'oraisa. Most of the Rishonim hold is only midrabban. So Tosfos says, but min haTorah, you are permitted to make cheese on Yanta because eichal nefesh. So the malacha making cheese is baina. So since baina is mutter, making cheese is a baina. That's a big chiddush b'fnei atzmo. What kind of baina? Okay. So making cheese is mutam and atayra l'tzarech achal nefesh. So therefore, to build a sukkah and sukkahs, unless sukkahs chali is b'Shabbos. And Shabbos is not heter achal nefesh, but sukkahs is chal b'chol. So it would be mutam and atayra to build a sukkah on yantam and tel shurutra l'tzarech achal nefesh, utanam shalot l'tzarech achal nefesh. So it's a good cheshbon. So why is it awesome at the Rabbanan? Is it mutah aloch al ha-maisa? The Tosfos says it's uvda d'chol. A lot of Achronim are not happy with that. They work hard to explain why it's awesome and atur, why you can't say mitoch. Okay. The Tosfos wants to even say that it's mutter. So getting back again. So 30 days before, whenever there's a mitzvah that doesn't come daily, let's say Sukkot. So 30 days before Sukkot, you have to figure out where am I going to eat on Sukkot? Which Sukkot? Am I going to build my own Sukkot? Can I build a Sukkot in the backyard? I have trees there. Should I eat by the neighbor? So they eat in the shul. Where am I going to eat? Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Elul, 30 days before, you have to figure out where you're going to daven Rosh Hashanah. You have to have a Baal Tefillah. You have to have a Baal Tekeah. So you have to start thinking. Pesach, the Gemara has a din, Shalom Vadosh, Melchus Pesach. Not enough just to think, where am I going to eat this Adar? I'm going to go to the hotel. Shai. The problem is solved. Pesach is not enough just to make up your mind which hotel you're going to go to. And are you going to eat by your in-laws or your parents, whatever. Pesach, the dinim are so much. So you have to start learning Hilchas Pesach and Purim, Shloshim and Kodim. And the Beis Yosef has a suffix, that din, Shloshim and Kodim are Pesach. Does it only apply to Pesach or does it apply to Sukkot as well? Because maybe Pesach, Hilchasem, Merubim, there's so many dinim. So maybe Pesach, you have to start learning the dinim before. Maybe the other Yom Tov, there is no such thing. So the Chronim is kind of Beis Yosef, how can I have a suffix? There's a Mishnah in the first parak in Sukkot. And Aptesa Malala, there's Machlekes, Bisham and Bisilo, whether the Sukkah has to be constructed Lishmo. The Sukkah means the Schach. The defilers don't have to be put up Lishmo. They have to put the Schach Lishmo. Or what if a Goy puts on the Schach? The Goy does, or children put up the Schach. A clubhouse for fun. They built a house for fun. And they put up the roof. It happens to be a kosher Sukkah, but they didn't do it Lishem Mitzvah. So that's a machloek, because we pass like this hill, that but it's good. L'chatchid, you should put up this schach l'shma, the Yushalmi says, l'chatchid, you should. But b'diyebet, we pass like this hill, that the sukkah would be kosher, even if the schach is not put up l'shma. And Meshami held no, that it's ma'ake b'diyebet. If you didn't put the schach l'shma, the sukkah will not be kosher. So what if the person put up a sukkah within the last 30 days before sukkahs, the end of Elul, he put up a sukkah? So Mishnah says, since Shalom Medarshim Mehilchas Sukkah, Laman Yom Kodem HaSukkahs, so we assume that he certainly had in mind L'Shem Yom Tov, 30 days before. So I think the Marshah on Sukkah is the Kasha, how can the Beis Yosef have a Sofik, whether the Din of Shalom Medarshim, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach only applies to Pesach because there's so many Dinim in Shulchan Aruch, does it also apply to Sukkahs? It's a Beferish Mishnah that applies to Sukkahs. And the Yeshivas, they say, the Teretz says, the din of Shloshim Yom Kodem applies to Machza Shekel, the Gemara says. You have to start thinking 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Rosh Chodesh Adar, the person has to start to think, where am I going to donate the Machza Shekel? Who am I going to, I live in Kiryat Shmona. I don't live near Yerushalayim. Who am I going to give the money to bring the Yerushalayim? How is he going to get there? He has to start thinking 30 days before. On Pesach, that's not enough to think, where am I going to observe Pesach? Where am I going to have the Seder? You have to start learning the Dinim. So that was the suffix of the Beis Yosef, where the Shonar Darshan to learn the Dinim applies to all the Yom Tovim, or maybe other Yom Tovim, you just have to have, where am I going to daven Rosh Hashanah? Where am I going to hear Tkiyah? Sure, I'm going to hear in this location. Sure, I was Yotze. Or do you say, no, you have to learn Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. You have to start learning Hilchas Yom Kippur and Hilchas Sukkos before. So that's the Din. So the Din B'chatchila is the new Karbon Siva that you start bringing. The fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the Tmidim and Masafim of Rosh Chodesh Nissan have to be paid for with the new Machtas HaShekel money. B'diyeved, if you purchased the Karbon Siva from 1 year after Rosh Chodesh Nissan with the old Machtas HaShekel money, is also good b'diyeved. But if you purchased it from a private funder, a private person gave the money, that's what the tzdukim said. So then the Mishnah, the Gemara says, you're not yotzei even b'diyeved. The money has to come from the mamon atzibur. The Gemara has on the left line on the Amud Achidush, that's what Tosfos discusses. The Gemara says, yochid shehistadi mishalok, sheirim avachim sen mitzibur, yofi yofi. If a yochid wants to donate the money, so if they're going to hang up a sign, all the karbonis in the course of the year were paid for by the Sassoon family, they pay for everything, so that's no good. If the Sassoon family says, what is the world Jewish population? How many Jewish men are there? And I want to give, and the Bezin said that this year Machta Shekel is $19.55. I want to give 19, you have to give exactly, I want to give $19.55 for every single Jewish man over Bar Mitzvah. So then your Magdash HaMenashe is Kappa Boch Avera. So that you can do. So that if you're Moshe the Tzibur, you can give all the Machta Shekel money for other people, provided that you give the precise amount. So that's, if Yimserem the Tzibur, Yofi. So the Brisa says that Echad B'Nissan is Rosh Hashanah, L'Trumas Alishka. How does it say? L'Trumas Shkolim. They did Trumas Ashkolim. Trumas, that's a chiddush, that's another din. When you have anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is tevel. So you have to be mafrish Trumas Amaisis to take off the Yisrael tevel. When you're mafrish Trumas, so the Hafrashas Trumas has an effect on all of the tevel. You actually have 1,000 bushels of tevel. You take out a little truma, so that removes the Issa Tevel. The Tevel is Tevel, the truma is Tevel of Meister, Rishon, Meister, Sheni. So it takes a part of the Issa Tevel. The Hafasa truma has an effect on everything. So the Gemara has the same as true regarding Truma Salishka. They have a Shofar. Shofar is a pushka in the Beis HaMikdash, a gigantic box where people throw in the money, Taklan Chadatin, Shkolim Chadoshin for this year, and Taklan Atika, whoever didn't give Machta Shekel last year. For the last 85 years, they never gave Machta Shekel, so you can put in the Taklan Atikin box. So when they put the money in the Taklan Charetim for this year, so the Mishnah says, the Gimel Prokem Hashanah Termin Mesalishka, three times a year, Befros HaPesach, Befros HaTzeres, and Befros HaChag. Befros means 2 weeks before. A month is 30 days, so 15 days before is Befros HaPesach. So Pesach is the 15th of Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you take out three sacks full of money, then 15 days before Befreis HaTzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, you take out three sacks full of money, and 15 days before Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah, you take out three sacks of money to buy karbanos. So the longest stretch is between Sukkot and Pesach of next year. And then the shortest is in between Pesach and Shavuos. It's only 7 weeks. But each time they would take out three sacks full of money. So that taking out the three sacks, that's called Trumas Alishka. When you take out the sacks, it has an effect on all of the money. It's considered the Kiyama Mitzvah has been fulfilled on all the stuff. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi says in Shkolim that Shalbeis Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel's family would always be mahad there. They knew when the Kohen was going to go and to make the Trumas Alishka, to take out the three sacks of money. So they would wait till the last minute and throw their Machta Shekel on the top of the pile. So they rigged it so they knew when the Kohen goes in, he's going to take out their money. It's a Hidur Mitzvah. Whoever gave Machta Shekel is Yotze. But it's a Hidur Mitzvah that your money should be turned into the Truma Salishka. Once the Kohen takes out the three sacks of money, does the Truma, so the Hafrashas Truma Schal, it's considered Niskaima Mitzvah of all of the money. Even though the rest of the money Ishiori, the leftover money is used for other purposes, not used for purpose for purchasing Karbanos Tzibur. But all the people that gave the Machzor Shekel are Yotze. And then when they took the three sacks, so the shortest period of time was between Pesach and Shavuos. It's only 7 weeks. So they had loads of money left in the three sacks. The same three sacks would be taken 2 weeks before Sukkot, and that would last for over 6 months. That would last from Sukkot till the end of, less than 6 months. From Sukkot till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. From Rosh Chodesh went 2 weeks before Sukkot. That would last from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That was a long. So there would always be money left over in the three sacks also that they didn't use. So the Gemara in the last parak, Mishnah and Shkolim, the Gemara in the last parak in Ksubis discusses what did they do with the leftover money in the Shoifris when they took out the three sacks, there was money left over. And what did they do with the leftover money in the sacks? When it comes to the end of the unit of time, then they took a new three sacks. So what did they do with the leftover money there? They used to use it for other purposes, other than Karbanos Tzibur. The Gemara says, it's okay. Everybody was Yotzei, the mitzvah, Machzor Shekel. But the mitzvah of the Hidura is that you put your money in last on top of the pile. So when the kohen does the truma salishki, he takes out the sacks, he's going to take out your money. Your money is going to be part of the truma that's chal on all of the money in the pushkin. That's a Hidur mitzvah. That's a Hidur mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara says. Be'echad benissen is Rosh Hashanah the truma salishka, that the new karbanos tzibur should be purchased with the new machzor shekel money. Did he ever, the Gemara says, if you purchased the new Karbanos Tzibur after Rosh Chodesh Nisan from the old Machzor Shekel money, it says two lines from the bottom, Mehedim and Ayoshim Yotza, Tzkosh Ebedi Yevet, and the Shechis and Mitzvah. The Mitzvah of Hatchila B'Yishlei Musa is to purchase the new Karbanos Tzibur from the new Machzor Shekel money. That's if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is in the middle of the week. On a Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls up like it. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh Av. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Nisan happens to be on a Wednesday. So they put the lechem apanim on the shulchan the Shabbos before, and they take it off the Shabbos after. So what fund did they pay? What money did they use to pay for the lechem apanim? The lechem apanim is like a korban mincha. They put it on the shulchan on Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but they don't take it off till after. So I think that Mikdash David quotes, I think a Yerushalmi, that even though normally the Truma Sadishka is done on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and then they take the money in the three sacks and they buy the minimum suffering for today, for Rosh Chodesh, but the lechem upon him of that Shabbos before is also paid for from the new Machzor Shekel money. So he doesn't explain the detail. How did they do that? But the taking out the three sacks was done on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But they took out money before? That's an issue. That's a question. How do you do that? So the Mishnah didn't mention this, because since the Yevet, it's kosher, even if they brought from the old Machzor Shekel money, so that's not psikale milsa. It's not such an absolute din that it's a Rosh Chodesh. And then the next din in the Braisa, what was the next din in the Braisa? Rosh Hashanah, Yeshua, Merach, L'Schiris Batim. The Schiris Batim, that's not a halacha. That's not a halachic principle. That's b'loshem b'nei adam. Whenever you have a contract, we said b'nidorm halacha b'loshem b'nei adam, and shtoris, you interpret a shtar. B'loshem b'nei adam, people write a shtar b'loshem b'nei adam. So here I rent you an apartment, and I say, you can keep the apartment till the end of the year. So what does it mean? So if it's a goy, and he says till the end of the year, it means till December 31st. But if it's a Jew, and he says till the end of the year, what does he mean? So that's what it says, Tana Rabbanan, the fourth line from the top of Amid Beis. It's explaining that line in the Brice and I'm out. If I write in the contract, in the deed, what is it, a lease, I rent you the apartment, and I put the date, today's date, and I write, I'm renting you the apartment for a whole year. A whole year means a year from today, Yom Yom. Amaska Bais Lachaber Lushon, Amashna Masa Chodesh, Miyom Yom. The day that I rented. But if I didn't write, I'm renting you the apartment for a year. So I'm renting you the apartment till the end of this year. So the end of the year is not the, if you wrote a glacier date, he writes July, whatever, July 22nd. So then maybe he meant the end of the year, December 31st. But if it's a Yiddish person, he's writing a Yiddish date. So the end of the year, B'loshem L'Yodam, is the end of Adar. B'loshem L'Yodam, the new year begins, Echad B'nissan. And that's the question, is that really true? So the Gemara says, not all the Tanaim will necessarily agree. Sometimes in the middle of Nedarim, you have a lot of Dina. Nedarim halacha chaloshim le'odam. So sometimes you have a machlekes. What is the loshim le'odam? Like we said yesterday, there's a machlekes at Tanaim and a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch had a baskin. The Nedarim halacha chaloshim le'odam. A person took a neder, he's not going to eat potato chips till after Ador. So did he mean Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni? Which is Tam Ador? So that's a machlekes at Tanaim. And that's a machlekes. The Taisa is there on that Mishnah and Nedarim quotes the Rabbi Natan married his daughter off in Ador, and then it was a Shaila, they write Ador Stam on Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni. We always write, we always spell everything out. Ador Rishon, we write Ador Rishon, Ador Sheni, we write Ador Sheni. So there's nothing to pilpul about. But the question is, if you're going to write Stam Ador, which one is Stam Ador? So sometimes it's Machloek is Atanayim. What is a Loshem Riyad? Okay, we'll stop here, believe tomorrow. We will continue. Yes.
Does the chiyuv to have basar v'yayin also apply to a suda of a bris mila?
Yeah. They say it's not right. The Rabbi Yankee Vemda, I think, complains that they used to serve just milchiks or herring. He said, that's not right. You're supposed to have a fleshig suda. If the bris is on Friday, that's a machloikis. The Mogan Avraham and Hilchas Erev Shabbos quotes the Gemara that it's not proper to have a suda chashuva on Erev Shabbos. A lot of times when you go by plane and you order a kosher meal, so they'll give you a fleshig meal. So a lot of, I used to go out of town a lot to speak for Shabbatonim. So sometimes I would travel on Friday and they would give me a fleshig meal. So I wouldn't eat it. I would eat the vegetables. I would eat everything except for the flesh. But so what if you have a bris on Friday morning? So the Morgan Avram quotes the Shaloh, writes that he had two rabbeim. The one rabbi would always go to eat the fleshig meal if it would be on a regular weekday. But whenever the bris was on a Friday, even though it was in the morning, it wasn't in the afternoon, he wouldn't eat. And the other rabbi felt that it's okay. You can even have a fleshig meal. I think part of the issue was, is there a chi of medina to have a suda by a bris, or is it only a minig? By a pidyon aben, the ikra din, the Gemara quotes the pasuk until Msasa Nachar b'Masechet Kimotzi Shol Rav, that refers to bris mila. The Dovid HaMelech thought when he was in the Beis HaMerchatz, he's naked from any mitzvahs. He always wanted to have the mitzvah with him. Then he realized Sasa Nachar b'Masechet, he has the bris mila with him. So the Gemara said there is an inyan of simcha in connection with the bris. So we assume that sudas abris is a sudas mitzvah. Pidyon HaBen, they assume, is not really a sudas mitzvah. The Gemara has a discussion. But when you have a suda recovered sheva brachas and covered the chasim kala, so you say baruch alakena shasimcha b'mono shacham mishalach tuvayinu. By a bris, the Gemara says you should have said shasimcha b'mono, but because there's a consideration of tzara dinuk, so you leave out shasimcha b'mono. So the rishonim have the hagos ashvei over there has a machlokes. What about by pidyon haben? The baby already got over the bris. The bris was a few weeks ago. By the pidyon haben, the baby's not crying. So some Rishonim says so you should say Sasim Chamon, and the others say no. By Pidyon HaBen, there was no Havamina. There's no Inyan of Simcha. The Suda by Pidyon HaBen is just to make it more Hashivas, because the whole mitzvah just consists of giving over some money to the Kohen. It doesn't look like a mitzvah. So you want to make it look better to be Mechab in the mitzvah, so you make a Suda. So by Bris, though, it's a Suda's mitzvah, so really should be Bosa V'yayin. More correct is you should have Bosa V'yayin. Yeah.
Rabbi, what's the reasoning behind the meaning of having wine and meat? Meaning if it's in those days, that's what was chashuv to have. Today's day and age, not necessarily, maybe to change. Why did we solidify that that's what it is for all generations?
Yeah, that's a question. There are some who hold that simcha is also determined subjectively. It depends on what you enjoy. But many hold, that's the Ramon, the Darke Moshe, and the Torah, assumes like that. The Simcha is determined, there's an objective standard for Simcha, that's Basa V'yayin. The Yayin makes you relax a little bit. You won't be as tense as you were before. And the Basa is a Suda Chashuva. Basa is considered Suda Chashuva. It's a good question. Maybe we should change the standard.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Can I ask one question? I think I remember correctly that Rabbi, in the first year on the Mishnah, discussing the Pasuk Aser Ta'aser, quoted a Rambam that Bidyev and Maaser Behema from two different years would work?
I think the Rambam says, yeah.
So wouldn't that be a problem with the fact that it's listed in our Mishnah?
Ah, that's a good time. Yeah, okay. If the Gemara says the Mishnah didn't mention Machzah Shekel because it's not Ma'akeh B'di'evid, so why by Maaser Behema? Yeah, we better look up that Rambam. Okay, got to take a look. What does the Rambam really say? Okay, a good point. Good.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Doesn't the Gemara in Megillah apply the Machlokas by Pesach to learn out the Alechos by Pesach? That's a Machlokas that the Gemara learns from Psukim in Maseches Pesachim. It applies it to the din of Maaser HaShekel. So isn't that implying that it's the same din, that it's not, that it's the same din of learning the Alechos? And how do we say that the Beis Yosef Safek was about a different din? The din of Maaser HaShekel is different than the din of learning the Alechos of Pesach. The Gemara seems to say it's learned from one not from the other.
It's all the same din. There's one din. Whenever there's a mitzvah that's not a daily mitzvah, it's not a regular mitzvah, like on Rosh Hashanah, you have to say Malchus Vanu Shofar. So 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you got to prepare. Where am I going to get a machzer? And I better start looking in it. So I have to start thinking in advance. So that's a din by Machzah Shekel, by Yom Tov, and by Din Nusach HaTfilah. But the question is that you have to learn Hilchas Pesach. Is that, does that apply to all the Yamim Tovim? No, maybe that aspect of preparing in advance only applies to Pesach. Maybe the others, you just have to consider, where am I going to be on Yom Tov? Where am I going to daven on Rosh Hashanah? Who's going to be the Baal Tegeh? Who's going to be the Baal Tefillah? As long as it took care of that, maybe you'll go through the Hilchas Tkiya Shofar. Not so much. You only mesupik on this aspect of preparation in advance. You have to prepare in advance by learning the dinim. So maybe to start learning the dinim 30 days before, maybe that only applies to Pesach. But it's part of the same thing. Whenever there's a mitzvah that comes infrequently, you have to start preparing for the mitzvah 30 days in advance to plan it out. How are you going to fulfill the mitzvah? If you wait till the last minute, you'll miss. You won't do it correctly.
I was talking about not eating meat on Friday. It would be even on a long Friday, and a person knows that by the time Shabbos comes, he'll have either suda l'teyava and everything, the Einik Shabbos?
Yeah, it's not right. You're not supposed to eat a suda chashuva on Erev Shabbos. Yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, remember, we spent two summers in Kiryat Arba. So, we were with the tourists. The first summer, we were with a whole bunch of tourists. We stayed in a hotel. So the hotel knows that in America, you eat fleishiks for supper. So they always get fleishiks for supper. But lunch, we ate every day in the yeshiva. There's a big hezda yeshiva in Kiryat Arba. So the yeshiva, the Israelis always eat fleishiks for lunch. So we have fleishiks twice a day, every single day. We ate fleishiks in the yeshiva for lunch, and we ate fleishiks for supper in the hotel. And we always ask them every day, maybe make milchiks. No, that's it. Hotel makes fleishiks. Even on Friday, they gave fleishiks for Friday afternoon. Then I once went, there was a conference of judges and lawyers. So Professor Rakover invited me to speak there. Also, they gave, on Friday afternoon, they gave fleishiks for lunch. That's against the din. Shulchan Aruch, they recommend you shouldn't have fleishiks. Even by bris, machlekes, whether it's right. Bris in the morning, is it right? So we're mekel. We have, I remember there was once a pidyon haben in the yeshiva. So one of the boys made a pidyon haben in the yeshiva. He gave fleishiks. It was Friday morning. Even though meikar adin, pidyon haben is not really a simcha. He can give melchiks, but he wanted to give bekovedik suda. They gave fleishiks, but it was before. I think they recommend the pinyan ben should be before chatzos if you're going to give fleishiks. Yeah, it's not right. It's not supposed to have fleishiks on Erev Shabbos.
Something about there should be a meat by a bris fleishik.
Don't know. I'm not familiar with the goyin, but. Yeah. And do your fleishiks.
8 o'clock
and one. That's more correct. They give a fleishik. So, yeah. Same. Yeah. That's Magen Avraham, quotes from the Shalom. All week long for sure. And on Friday, he had two rabbeim. Some would not eat, and some the other rabbi would eat. Okay. Rabbi, yes.
What was the hither of putting in the Maaser HaShekel last so that it'll be used? But aren't they also losing the hither of Zrizus? But the Gemara Megillah says that you should try to do it as early as possible in Adar.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. But that's what the Rishami says. Rabbi Gamliel's family would always give last. They knew when the Kohen was going to do the Trumas Alishka, when he's going to take out the three sacks. So they would put their money on the pile, on the top of the pile. So they knew, they would rig it, that their money would be taken as the Truma. The mitzvah is, once you do Trumas Alishka, it's chal on all the money. Everybody's Yotze. But Trumas, Nitrum HaTruma, it's chal on all the money. But a more mehudah that came on mitzvahs, if your money was nitvas. Okay.
Can I ask Rabbi one more question?
Sure.
The bottom line on the Zion Amud Aleph says that if a Yachid brings, if a Yachid gives a carbon sibor, so then it's kosher. So then how does that work with the Sedukim, that the Chum were against what the Sedukim did?
It says, Vachim Sarem Litzibor. He has to be Moser at Litzibor. If he's not Moser at Litzibor, then you won't even be Yotze B'dieved. The Sedukim allowed a private person pays for all the carbonus. Magdash Amanash is Kappa Bachavera. So the Halacha says that you're not Yotze then. But if it's Moser Litzibor, then it is good. So that's if he's Moser the carbon. What if he wants to donate money? So Machzor Shekel can't accept any donations. So the guy who's wealthy can say, the Bezdin said that this year Machzor Shekel is $19.58. He can say, I want to give $19.58 for the following list of people. They gave me permission. I can't do against their wishes. So I can give for Reuven, for Shimon, for Levi, for Yehuda, all the poor people in the world. They'll give Machzor Shekel for all of them. So that's legitimate. That's Shokel or Shiklo. You're allowed to give Machzor Shekel on behalf of someone else. That's like Magdish Amarash is Kapava Chavera. That's legitimate. But on Korban Sibor, you can't be Magdish Amarash on the Korban Sibor. You have to be Moiselet Sibor. Moiselet Sibor, even though it's not paid for from the Machzor Shekel money, but if he's Moiselet Sibor, how are you Moiselet Sibor? That's another question. How do you Moiselet Sibor? How, usually the Rambam starts off Hilchas Mechira, Ena Mekach Nikta Medvarim, just by making an oral declaration. I can't declare my house should hereby belong to you. My furniture should hereby belong to you. You have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. What if you makna something to the tzibur? The Chazon Ish has in the Sefer an Orlo. He shows from the Mishnah, the beginning of the Sefer an Orlo. He shows from the Mishnah, it would appear from the Shulchan Aruch also like that. If you makna to the tzibur, there's no need for a ma'aseh kinyan. Just make an oral declaration. I take an animal and I say, I'm magdish this animal that it should be korban oila for the tamid shel shachar today, and I'm makne to the tzibur. So just by making an oral declaration, he's meisel the tzibur. The Chazon Ish has a chiddush like that based on Mishnayos. It's quoted in the Choshen Mishpat. It's quoted by Halacha that whenever, let's say, you don't even need tzibur, you need a rabbim. The rabbim is kinda without any need for a meisel kinyan. So let's say I agree. Let's say there's a community school. The community owns the school. It's not owned privately, or there's a business that's owned by shutras by three people or more. So three people is a rabbim. That's a big machlekes and gitna. How many people? Neder shuhuda barabim has a special status. Huda barabim means three people or 10 people. That's a machlekes and gemara. So the choshen mishpat, the ramoa in the Darkei Moshe, in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't quote it. Rabbi Kivegra on the side of the page in Shin Lamed Gimel, Hilchas Chiras Poelim, Rabbi Kibega quotes the Rav Moa and the Darkei Moshe on the tour, Choshen Mishpat, who quotes this Mordechai. The Rabbim is kinda without any Maisa Kinyan. A Rabbim is not only the shul. Rabbim is not only the community school. Even if it's a business that's owned by three people or more, that's called Rabbim. So when he makes an oral declaration, I agree the furniture was sold to you for so much money. And then I change my mind, I want to charge more money. I'm giving him a break. So once I said the furniture is yours and the price is this, the furniture already belongs to them. The Rabbi Makaina, without any need for a Ma'aseh Kinyan. So the Chazon Ish has that, he shows from Mishnayos that it's so. The Mordechai doesn't quote, Mordechai has this din, he doesn't show any proof, he just makes a statement. Rabbi Kevege quotes it, La'alach, even though the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch didn't quote it, but the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe and the Tur quotes it. Rabbi Kevege quotes it, La'alach, whenever you have three people, it's called the Rabbim. That's a machloikis, three or ten, so he passes three. And whenever you have a rabbim, the rabbim is kind of without any need for a ma'aseh kinyan. So that's how we would translate here. Vachi imserem the tzibur, Chazon Ish would say, make an oral declaration. I hereby give over ownership to the tzibur. It's good. Tosfos shows from the Gemara, our Gemara, the other Gemara, the end above Metzia, there's a concern. Maybe he'll say it orally, but he won't mean it. maybe he doesn't really mean to be Maisa Litzi. Are you concerned? Shem Aleim Serem Yafi Yafi. Maybe he won't really mean it. So that's a question. How come over here you're not concerned? And there in the end of Bab Metzia, it's a machlokes hatanan. So the Rishonim talk about that. So Rabbi Kavega is Metzaina Taisus and Yuma. Are you concerned that maybe he doesn't mean it? But if he does mean it, then it's okay. Then it's not a problem. Very good. Okay, tomorrow we will continue. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Same time, quarter to 12. Good.
Thank you, Eli.
Very good.